everybody, welcome back to Katie's Kitchen. Today is Cinnamon 2. It's the second part to earlier this morning's podcast. Again, I hope you all like Sister Mary Louise on my podcast. It was really great of her to do that. This one that I have is more cinnamon recipes. They're really good ones. I hope you all like it. The ones that I have today are going to, I'll add some special things to them. Remember, they're going to be posted on bargainbrats.com. I have great little cinnamon recipes. What I'm going to do is give you one, which is going to be, which one is it here? Cinnamon Bread Delight. And then I'm also going to give the recipe for Best Ever Cinnamon Pull-Aparts. Now, they're really great once a year on Christmas. It's the best time to do it. So, I still have a lot of cinnamon parts to go. So, stick with me over the next couple days. I'll have so many cinnamon pot recipes, it's going to actually make you sick. First is Cinnamon Bread Delight. Cinnamon bread, it makes you crave for more. It's really great. It's warm. It's slightly sticky, which is my favorite part, with the perfect amount of cinnamon. It takes about an hour and 20 minutes to make, and it has 24 servings. You're going to get 3 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 cups of sugar, 1 package of instant vanilla pudding, 1 half teaspoon of baking soda, 1 and a half teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 a teaspoon of salt, 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, 1 and a half cups of milk, 1/2 a cup of vegetable oil, 1/2 a cup of applesauce, 2 eggs beaten, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and 2 tablespoons of cinnamon sugar. Now you're going to preheat oven to 320 degrees Fahrenheit. In a large bowl, mix the flour, sugar, pudding mix, baking soda, baking powder, salt, and cinnamon. In a separate bowl, mix the milk, oil, applesauce, eggs, and vanilla. Stir the milk mixture into the flour mixture until smooth. Sprinkle the bottoms of the loaf pans with cinnamon sugar and divide the batter between the 2 pans. Bake 1 hour in the preheated oven or until the toothpick inserted in the center of the loaf comes out clean. One of the things I like about this recipe is it's really good, and instead of actually having the sugar part of it, you can get the 2 tablespoons of cinnamon, not the sugar, and actually add applesauce instead of the sugar. Even though you already have 1/2 a cup of applesauce, add more applesauce and it'll taste even better. It's good for the weight loss thing for some of those people out there who are trying to lose a lot of weight. This is the best thing to do. I mean, with most of my recipes, I always offer a alternate substitute for anything that's really bad to eat. Next recipe is cinnamon pull-aparts. These are my favorite out of, this is the, my favorite out of all of the cinnamon recipes that I have. They're the easiest ones too. It takes about an hour to make and it serves 4. You're going to get 3 cans of refrigerated biscuit dough, 2 cups of white sugar, 4 tablespoons of ground cinnamon, 1/4 a cup of melted butter, and 1/2 a cup of chopped pecans. Again, if you're allergic to nuts, leave out the pecans. I usually do. Preheat the oven to 375 degrees. Lightly grease an 8-inch cake pan. In a small bowl, combine the sugar, the cinnamon, and a dash of salt. Open the biscuits and cut each biscuit into 4 pieces. Set aside. Put the pieces of biscuit into the mixture, a few at a time, until they are all completely coated. Arrange the biscuit pieces in the pan in layers. Heat the butter in a small saucepan over low heat. Stir the remaining sugar mixture and the pecans into the hot butter. Again, if you're allergic to nuts, don't add the pecans. Pour the butter mixture over the biscuit pieces. Bake in preheated oven for 45 minutes or until top is golden brown. These are my favorite ones because you pull them apart like French toast sticks. They're really good to eat. I like them at breakfast time. Because they're really great. I just think they're fun to make. They're very fun to make, and kids love them. I'd like to thank everybody. For the first time in my life, I got 51 subscribers. That is my actual record on Podomatic. So thank you guys so much. Secondly, I need to give a shout out to Podcast Brian for thanks for becoming my 10th fan. That was really great of you what you wrote, and shout out to everybody else there. I got a shout out request, so I'm going to have to give it. I want to give a shout out to a girl named Sally. She lives in Montana. And she says, please say hi to, please, if you could, give me a shout out. I really love your show. It's awesome, Sally. I think that was very nice. I'd also like to give a shout out to the Barbecue Bob Show. You guys are great. Miss Claudia is great. You guys should listen to their latest recipe. we're eating Flipper. You really gotta look at it. Go to barbecuebob.podomatic.com and you'll see, check it out. You'll see what it is and everything. So I hope you all listen to that. Please stay tuned. I'm gonna have some more recipes tomorrow morning and some more recipes tomorrow night on cinnamon. I gotta get this over with. I've got so many requests for cinnamon desserts. It's actually sick. The next, also this week, I am having that quiz question game again. I'm going to give you a question, and then you will have to email me at chefkatie@bargainbrats.com. So, chef, Chef, Katie, Catie, at bargain, Bargain, brats, BRATZ.com. And I will answer and put it on my next podcast, Your Family Recipe. Or, doesn't have to be a secret family recipe, but it just can be a little recipe if you want. The quiz question is, drum roll, no. Where were pretzels invented and by who? Yeah, this is a good quiz question. I know it already. I was taught it when I was 5 years old. Let's see if you guys know it. Write me to where I just told you, chefkatie@bargainbrats.com, and you'll have your recipe on my podcast. And believe me, it is a great podcast. I already have over 2,000 subscribers thanks to all the listeners who have been listening to my show. I wanna tell everybody that I'm just so thankful for all the friends I have here on Podomatic who really are great friends. I mean, they really stick up for me here on Podomatic. And if you guys want to check out this newest, latest podcast with Miss Claudia from the Barbecue Bob Show as a guest on Rock and Rant, ROCKN Rant, RANT dot Podomatic.com, and it's about a 61-year-old woman who rants her heart out about everything she hates, and it's a really good show. You should listen to it. Her first one was done last night, and she will be doing another one tonight, as I'm told, around the pen here at Podomatic. So everybody, listen in, and I hope you all enjoy it. And I hope you all enjoyed Sister Mary Louise. Don't forget, our sponsors are crazybagladies.com. Bye, y'all.